This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Joining us today is Mr. Andy Weisberg, Senior Vice President, Marketing Communications at Quantros, the healthcare industry's leading provider of performance measurement and management solutions. Mr. Weisberg, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you as well. So for starters, please tell us a bit about Quantros and the solutions that you offer to kick things off today.
Sure. So Quantros is a performance management company that is focused on improving healthcare and helping primarily hospitals and health systems to measure, manage, and improve their safety and their quality and provide value to patients and to insurers and others that are funding the care.
Now, it's my understanding that Quantros recently released its CareChecks 2018 Hospital and Health System Quality and Patient Safety Rankings and Ratings. How do these updated ratings help consumers, employers, and other stakeholders in value-based care?
So value-based care is essentially the push now that impacts literally any stakeholder in healthcare, whether you're a consumer, whether you're a physician, if you're an employer. You have a stake in the care that's provided. And unfortunately, until very recently, the transparency of the information that you might use to choose a provider that provides, let's say, a higher value or higher quality or safer care has been predominantly masked or not available to you. So what we've done is we aggregate a ton of information about providers and the care that they deliver, whether that's the quality of the care that they deliver, the information, the tools that they provide, the satisfaction that they, the levels of satisfaction that they provide to patients, but more so the outcomes that they deliver. That information about how they perform, we make available publicly and for free. And we make it available so that you can, as a consumer, for example, if you were choosing, you needed to choose one hospital or the other for a major cardiac procedure or for an elective procedure like a joint replacement, you could go online at carechecks.com and see in your particular area, your state, your city, what hospitals are ranked higher than the others in that particular procedure. For an employer or for an insurer, anyone that's really insuring and really funding the care and needs to be concerned about things like, can I send my employees to a centers of excellence for a particular procedure? We provide a much more comprehensive analytic that shows the differences between cost and quality.
Also, Mr. Weisberg, how does Quantros differ from market competitors?
So we provide a complete solution. There are companies that and vendors that provide, let's say, only a single solution for capturing and reporting safety events, or they do things like quality reporting where they help the hospitals or health systems or physicians report quality measures to the government or, let's say, to a registry for commercial purposes. Or there are companies that strictly do measurement, that do things like surveys for patient satisfaction and only patient satisfaction. We provide a complete solution for really measuring and managing performance and improving performance. And we also are very unique in the sense that we actually provide that information as we aggregate it and risk adjust it to the employer and to the purchaser. So we're not only focused on the provider community in helping providers. We actually help the employers and the purchasers who are really emerging as insurers of the care. We are transparent with them. They license our data. The providers actually accept that from the realities of the value-based purchasing climates that they're in. So we really actually, tread the line between both purchasers and providers, which does make us unique.
Most definitely. Today we are speaking with Mr. Andy Weisberg, the Senior Vice President of Marketing Communications at Quantros, the healthcare industry's leading provider of performance measurement and management solutions here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio networks. So, Mr. Weisberg, can we talk a little bit further on the Quantros Enterprise Solution Suite? How many hospitals and large health systems are using it, and what kind of impact does it have on their clinical and financial performance?
That's a great question, Eric. We have actually about a little over 600 customers. And when I say customers, meaning individual unique customers that represent over 1,200, maybe 1,300 hospitals around the country. Some of them are big systems, big Catholic health systems, for example, like Ascension, where you have a network of hundreds of hospitals and an integrated care delivery system, centers of care. So we actually cover the full spectrum in what they call the continuum of care. The solution suite is pretty diverse. It's made up of three primary, what I'll call application sets. The first one being a safety risk management solution, which is essentially used by nurses and by folks at the front line of care to report adverse events. There are also folks like risk managers at the hospitals that use that system to investigate events and do root cause analysis to figure out, you know, trends and things about what happened, so they can actually use that information to improve the care and try to eliminate those errors from happening again. We also have a quality management suite, which really helps the hospitals and systems to report and aggregate the information and report the information about quality, about their performance, to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and to other registries like the Joint Commission, the American Hospital Association, others that actually collect and measure and reward on the basis of the performance that they measure. So we actually help with those systems, with chart abstracted measures and what they call electronic clinical quality measures, which is a new and emerging regulatory requirement. The third area of the business, which I happen to think is the most exciting and sexy, if you will, is our performance analytics suite. And that consists of a series of applications, care checks being one, care tracks and care points being the other two modules. Those are the modules that the hospitals and health systems use to really look at performance, to really look at clinical quality, to actually risk adjust the quality of the care, the utilization of the care, the outcomes of the care, and to actually make sure that their clinicians and their teams can actually make heads or tails of where they're performing well and where they're not performing well and the areas they need to improve on in order to meet the value-based requirements that the payers and the consumers and the employers and others are demanding.
Certainly a host of solutions there offered, and much appreciated your breakdown there. Now, how does the uncertainty and complexity associated with the repeal or replacement of the Affordable Care Act influence Quantros, if at all?
That's a great question. Another great question, Eric. And it's certainly top of mind, I think, for every American, and certainly for Quantros, and certainly for our customers. I mean, the realities are that this new administration are really taking a serious look at the regulatory burdens of healthcare, and they're trying to figure out how to make it work better for all the stakeholders that are involved, and particularly those that are taking the risk. So, you know, the government is a payer. There are commercial and private insurers that are payers. Providers like hospitals are becoming insurers themselves too. And what's clear is it's unsustainable in this market to fund care that isn't productive, that rewards poor outcomes. We're in a market that is fee-for-service, still very much fee-for-service driven, where the volume of the care versus the value of the care is rewarded, and that's got to change, and it's unsustainable. And so what the administration is doing in order to really look at the economics of healthcare and to try to really draw the line between, okay, what care is of value, what care is not of value, and who should fund it. And there are a host of complexities about things like risk adjustment that the Affordable Care Act introduced, which are great, which are really phenomenal. And then Obama should be credited with a ton of credit for instilling the relationship between performance and payments and performance and reimbursement. What's challenged by this is healthcare is very complex. If it was a simple business, we would all be it. We'd all be doctors, and we'd all be running around and doing very well with ourselves, and be scientists. But it's a very specialized field. It's a very complex field, dealing with patients, acute patients particularly. No matter where you are and no matter what setting you're in, it's very complicated. So whoever takes the financial risk on the healthcare, and that includes the consumer, has to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb, and that's exactly what's happening right now. It's a good thing for Quantros, because what's happened is measurement and performance, and the link between performance and payments and performance and reimbursement, are top of mind, front and center, and it's forcing hospitals and providers to really improve their care, being in a way that's financially driven, which is every other economic industry, every industry that is successful and is measured does instill those principles. So healthcare is moving in the right direction, and we're front and center in the middle of it.
Well, Mr. Weisberg, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for introducing Quantros to our audience. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought or a final tip or anything else that you'd like to add in conclusion?
Well, I would just shout out our website, which is chock full of information about the company, as well as we have a value-based care resource center, which might be of interest to anyone listening to the show here. We've got some facts and good nuggets of information about the quality and safety of care that's provided, where it goes wrong, where it goes right. And as a consumer or as a purchaser of healthcare, you'd be probably fascinated to know more. You or your loved one at some point will be in a hospital, and you'll need to be prepared to make choices. So if anything, hopefully our website and at Quantros.com is useful to you as an educated and informed consumer of healthcare.
Well, here at eHealth Radio, we certainly appreciate all you do through Quantros in the healthcare space. And thanks so much, Mr. Weisberg, for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good one.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Andy Weisberg, the Senior Vice President of Marketing Communications at Quantros, the healthcare industry's leading provider of performance measurement and management solutions. And for all the details, visit Quantros.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.